With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Novelist Paul Watkins was just 21 when his first novel, Night Over Day Over Night, was published in 1988. Watkins says he actually began the book when he was 16 and wrote the first draft by hand on paper.
Without revision, entirely there on the page, very few words crossed out, whereas of course now, tapping away on the computer, I can't seem to get one sentence out without revising it three or four times on the spot.
Night Over Day Over Night is a story seen through the eyes of a young man who joins Hitler's SS. Paul Watkins was an exchange student in Germany when he got the idea for the book. His host, a former SS member, told about being ordered by an officer to charge the Americans across a battlefield.
And the officer said, if I see anybody's face, that is, if anybody turns around, he said, I'll shoot you myself. As the father explained it to me, he said, I started running out across this field as fast as I could, and I could see the Americans shooting at me from the tree line. And then they started laying down mortars on us, and he said, eventually I couldn't take it anymore, and I turned around. And he realized he was the only one left standing.
Paul Watkins' recent novel is The Promise of Light, about a young American caught up in the Irish Rebellion in 1922. Watkins always goes to the scene of his stories and live for a while in a small Irish town.
You go to confirm what you basically already know.
Watkins sees writing as a 9-to-5 job.
Writing is not this thing of wearing the right black leather jacket and smoking the right funny cigarettes, or going to New York because you think the city itself will make you a writer, as if there's some Midas touch waiting to happen.
Paul Watkins, his fourth novel, The Promise of Light, was published by Random House. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Paul Watkins was born in California, but as a child was sent by his British parents to school in England, Eton.
Which is all draconian in its discipline. We wore, at Eton we wore bow ties, waistcoats, and tailcoats every day of the year.
But Paul Watkins returned to the U.S. to go to college, Yale, which accounts for an accent that is both British and American. He decided to remain in the U.S., where he says there are more opportunities as a writer.
In England, it's still very much of a gentleman's sport, like fox hunting.
Watkins says school in England included a degree of military training, and the students were told to prepare for eventual duty in Northern Ireland.
I had no knowledge of why this whole conflict was going on, why we were there, what the reasoning was for us being there, and yet I was taught in very great detail how to cope in a military situation when I arrived.
Years later in America, Watkins was at a party when someone toasted Sinn Féin, the IRA's political arm.
It was like someone stuck a knitting needle in me. I can remember thinking that if that man had said something like that in England, he would have left through the window.
Watkins was intrigued enough by the conflict in Ireland to write The Promise of Light, which is the story of a young American.
After a routine blood transfusion, the son finds out that the father, the man he thought was his father, isn't his father at all, because the blood actually kills him. So he heads back to Ireland to find out the truth about his family.
And gets caught up in the conflict in which the English are decidedly the heavies. Paul Watkins' exciting novel, The Promise of Light, was published by Random House. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For his 1990 novel, In the Blue Light of African Dreams, Paul Watkins went to the Sahara Desert for research. The book is about two pilots trying to beat Lindbergh across the Atlantic, and Watkins learned to fly a biplane, and he won permission from a museum to sit in some antique planes.
Of all of those details, strangely, the ones that occur to me most from sitting in the Spad is the creak of the seat as you sit down in it, because it's wicker. And the other thing was the horsehair padded rim of the cockpit, which is then covered with leather, and I could see the sweat stains where the pilot had taken off his gloves and lifted himself out of the plane.
Paul Watkins' 1989 novel, Calm at Sunset, Calm at Dawn, is about a young man who works on a fishing trawler off of New England, just as Watkins did while going to Yale.
It was a great schizophrenic existence, packing up the books and the tweed jackets and the ties and going out on the fishing boats.
Most of Watkins' books are set in an earlier time and place.
I don't feel bracketed by the need to write about my particular generation. I find us linked much more thoroughly by emotions.
Watkins' latest book, The Promise of Light, is set in Ireland in 1922 as the Irish Republican Army takes on the brutal English Black and Tans. He says the book was whittled down from 800 pages to 300.
The assumption you make when you're in the bowels of the research is that the reader has to know everything you know. And so you write it all down, and then you can tell which details will count.
The gifted writer, Paul Watkins, Random House published The Promise of Light. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.